He was wiping up a spilled drink when a young woman appeared through the glass door. Not a regular. She fumbled with the door handle before stepping inside. Her eyes darted around as her tiny pink lips parted in apparent confusion. He waved. She looked as if she was lost. Then she locked her gaze on his upraised hand. Her long pearl necklace made a tapping sound as it gently bounced against her chest while she strutted toward the bar. The patron's eyes shifted, and their commotion died down as she approached. The dim amber light of the lounge danced as it caught the bouncing beads of her slinky champagne-colored dress, which hung loose from her bare shoulders. She wore a thin crystal headband with a peacock feather on the side. He thought it was a bit odd, yet tasteful. She sat at the bar, and the chatter resumed.
"What'll it be?" he asked.
"An aviation," said the woman.
"Favorite drink?"
"I've got to try it. It's the newest thing." He slid the cool lavender cocktail to his new guest. She swirled it a few times and sipped it with an indifferent expression. He tilted his head, hoping to make eye contact, fishing for a response. Her head hung down as she twirled the cherry in her drink. Before he could say a word, she lit up a cigarette. Silence filled the lounge. All eyes were on the cigarette dangling from the young woman's mouth. He couldn't afford another fine.
"You can't smoke that in here," he said.
The young woman took a long, deep puff and exhaled the smoke through her nostrils.
"Why not?"
she asked, and then took another slow puff.
"Because it's the law."
She flicked the ashes into an empty glass.
"Nonsense.
If you don't put that out, you're going to have to leave." She slowly tilted her head up from her drink. Her hazel eyes met his. It was the first time she had bothered to look at him.
"I will do no such thing."
He felt his face grow hot. He snatched the cigarette out of her hand and threw it to the floor to extinguish the health code violation. But by the time he snuffed it out with his foot, she already had another freshly lit cigarette in her mouth. He couldn't believe the audacity of the strange young woman. He leaned forward.
"Who the hell do you think you are?"
"Dolores." One of his regulars gave a loud, exaggerated cough. He didn't want to have Dolores kicked out of the lounge. Yet he didn't want to show weakness in front of his regulars either. In fact, he didn't want to have to deal with any of it. The only thing he wanted was to count his till after the lounge closed and figure out whether he had lost money or broken even that day. He closed his tired eyes and squeezed the bridge of his nose.
"Listen, lady."
"Dolores." "Listen, Dolores, can you do me a favor and put that thing out?
I want to speak to the owner."
"I am the owner. Please, for Christ's sake." She gave a wry smile, the first one that had crossed her melancholic face since she entered. Dolores took one last puff and put the cigarette out in a half-empty glass of beer.
"That's all you had to say?"
The next day, he came down from his loft above the lounge,